The concept of home is undergoing a revolutionary transformation. No longer confined to physical walls, it's evolving into a digital experience that follows us everywhere. Jefferson Wang's The Future Home in the 5G Era has become a cornerstone text for telecommunications executives navigating this emerging multi-billion dollar market. The book has garnered praise from industry leaders at Vodafone, Orange Group, and Deutsche Telekom for its strategic frameworks and practical guidance. What makes this work particularly compelling is how it bridges the gap between technological possibility and human-centered design, showing how our most intimate space, our home, is becoming the command center for our increasingly connected lives. As Mark Cuban noted when recommending the book, anyone who wants to understand how 5G will transform not just our devices, but our daily living experiences, needs to read this. Imagine waking up to find your morning routine completely disrupted. Your regular autonomous bus is unavailable. But instead of panic, your home wakes you 30 minutes earlier and has already planned an alternative route involving a short walk and train ride. Your bathroom adjusts to the perfect temperature as you approach, your closet selects appropriate outfits based on your calendar, and a robotic arm prepares your nutritionally optimized breakfast while you review holographic playbacks of previous client meetings. This isn't science fiction. It's the near future of home technology that will transform home from a fixed location into an experience that follows you everywhere. The future home concept represents a fundamental shift from today's fragmented smart devices toward a cohesive ecosystem that truly enhances our lives through intelligent, aware, and predictive services. The primary enabler of this transformation is 5G wireless technology. Unlike previous connectivity solutions, 5G offers near real-time responsiveness with latency under 1 millisecond. Compared to 4G's 80 milliseconds, blazing speeds up to 10 gigabits, and the capacity to connect 1 million devices per square kilometer, 10 times more than 4G. This quantum leap in connectivity, combined with artificial intelligence, edge computing, and advanced data analytics, will allow our homes to understand contexts, learn from behaviors, and anticipate needs before we even recognize them ourselves. The vision extends beyond mere convenience. When John leaves for work in our opening scenario, his home transforms itself. The kitchen becomes a living room with repurposed furniture. Automated cleaning begins. Plants receive scheduled fertilization. And laundry sorts itself with energy-efficient scheduling. Meanwhile, his smart glasses overlay navigation guidance as he walks to the train station, and when bored with his podcast, he enters a virtual replica of his living room to play games with friends during their commutes. What makes this vision truly revolutionary is how it dissolves the boundaries between physical spaces. At work, John's hot desking workspace instantly transforms into a familiar environment through his future home system, displaying family photos and preparing his digital workspace with virtual displays manipulated through simple hand gestures. The future home doesn't just make our physical home smarter, it makes feeling at home possible anywhere. The future home isn't being designed in a vacuum. It's shaped by powerful socio-demographic forces that are transforming how we think about our living spaces. Five key megatrends are driving this evolution, and understanding them is crucial for anyone looking to capitalize on the emerging future home market. First, our daily lives are becoming hyper-connected and hyper-personalized. By 2025, 41.6 billion IoT devices will generate 79.4 zettabytes of data, creating dense networks between humans and machines. While various life domains, healthcare, work, entertainment, are increasingly connected to us individually, they often remain disconnected from each other. The future home aims to harmonize these systems through technologies like 5G, edge computing, and AI to deliver truly personalized living experiences that follow us beyond physical walls. Second, millennials and Gen Z are becoming the principal architects of the future home. In 2019, the 80 million millennials in the U.S. surpassed baby boomers as the largest adult segment, while globally they number 1.4 billion. These digital natives approach home services differently, purchasing homes through virtual tours, applying for mortgages on smartphones, and demanding seamless connectivity. They're exceptionally demanding about service quality, with 55% planning to change their communication service provider due to poor connectivity. Their preferences for integrated healthcare services, 49% would choose their CSP for home healthcare, digital capabilities, and personalized experiences are shaping the future home's technology and business models. Third, our rapidly aging society is creating new demands for technology that supports aging in place. According to UN projections, the global population over 65 will grow from 727 million people, 9.3%, in 2020, to over 1.5 billion, 15.9%, by 2050. A 2018 AARP survey found 76% of older adults prefer remaining in their current residences as long as possible. Future homes must incorporate monitoring, healthcare services, and social connection technologies to make this possible, creating a rapidly growing marketplace for specialized service providers. Fourth, consumer preferences are shifting from do-it-yourself, DIY, to do-it-for-me, DIFM mindsets. People increasingly prefer robotic vacuums, furniture assembly services, meal delivery, and app-based dog walkers, spending money on time-saving conveniences rather than material purchases. For the future home to achieve mass adoption, it must eliminate the friction of today's connected homes, which require video tutorials, compatibility research, and complex setup procedures. The 5G future home must work seamlessly out of the box, with services that operate almost invisibly, anticipating needs without requiring user configuration. Finally, we're experiencing an alone-together phenomenon, the paradox where technology often separates even those living together. The common scene of family or friends gathered in the same room but focused on individual screens exemplifies how technology can replace conversation with those physically present. The future home presents an opportunity to reverse this trend through innovative user experiences that monitor alone together time, facilitate face-to-face conversations, and even help moderate in-person conflicts. The success of the future home will ultimately be judged by its ability to support and enhance our social lives rather than substitute them. Beyond these megatrends, Accenture's research across 13 countries with over 6,000 participants revealed 8 distinct mindsets that shape how people value their homes and approach technology. These mindsets combine attitudes toward home aesthetics, showstoppers versus nestlers, with technology adoption tendencies, explorers versus navigators, creating a nuanced understanding of consumer preferences. Drone parents combine showstopper aesthetics with explorer technology adoption, using smart home technology primarily for control, safety, and family monitoring. They often exhibit the alone-together phenomenon and would benefit from easy-install technologies and screen time management tools for children. Hip-happening parents are pragmatic nestlers who value socializing and easy connections while sharing the explorer approach to technology. They seek creative, fashionable home environments with DIYFM convenience and prioritize good family communication and relaxation. Savvy seniors treat their homes as reflections of their personal brand and achievements, but approach technology more cautiously as navigators. This older demographic seeks well-functioning technological assistance without becoming overly dependent on it, using technology primarily for home security, health monitoring, and maintaining family connections. Social grandparents are older single individuals who approach technology as navigators and create nestler-style comfortable homes. They adopt technology cautiously to maintain familiar environments and stay connected, prioritizing safety, comfort, and independent aging in place. Ambience leaders create showstopper homes designed to impress visitors while embracing technology as explorers. They seek hyper-connectivity, hyper-personalization, and seamless integration between home, transportation, health, and work ecosystems, valuing inspiring, aesthetically pleasing environments. Wired Up Urbanites combined explorer enthusiasm for new technology with nestler attitudes toward creating comfortable homes. Busy professionally, they value technology for everyday convenience and connectivity, eagerly adopting health and fitness solutions that bring services into their homes. Conscientious controllers approach technology as cautious navigators while maintaining showstopper homes that are meticulously organized for efficiency and self-improvement. They seek living spaces tailored to health and lifestyle needs that offer control over mind, body, and environment. Chaotic creatives approach technology as navigators and create Nestler-style warm homes while tending to be private and disorganized. They use technology for convenience but hesitate to invest in it, often becoming absorbed in activities while neglecting home organization until necessary. These mindsets reveal three critical psychosocial themes: identity, how home reflects self, spatial revolution, evolving multipurpose spaces, and tech tensions, adaptation challenges with new technologies. These frameworks provide essential insights for understanding what different consumer segments truly value in their living environments. Despite a decade of digital home technology evolution, the connected home experience has faced repeated failures due to patchy architectures and makeshift connectivity. While individual smart devices like thermostats, doorbells, and speakers have emerged, the overall experience remains fragmented rather than cohesively life-enhancing. Three major obstacles have prevented mass adoption of connected home technology. First, the substantial price difference between connected and non-connected devices, ranging from 75% more for refrigerators to 1,686% more for thermostats, reflects the costs of incorporating processors, sensors, and AI software. Second, impractical setup processes require different configuration procedures for each device with virtually no plug-and-play options, resulting in an average of 2.5 hours spent on setup and customer support. Third, tech fragmentation has resulted in devices using different standards, spectrum frequencies, data rates, and power requirements, creating excessive friction for consumers and preventing seamless data flows. Wi-Fi, the primary home connectivity solution, presents several limitations, including spectrum congestion in densely populated areas, short range creating dead zones, inconsistent reconnection after power outages, and security vulnerabilities from rarely updated hardware. Its architecture introduces multiple potential failure points and relatively long response times as signals must pass through numerous handover points. 5G addresses these limitations with three significant improvements over 4G: 10 gigabits peak data rates, 1 million connections per square kilometer, and 1 millisecond latency. These performance increases create massive opportunities for future home ecosystems, moving beyond the voice and text traffic focus of earlier cellular standards to enable true mobile internet capabilities with dramatically higher data capacity and speed. The power of 5G comes from access to previously unavailable high-band spectrum between 24 GHz and 300 GHz. This millimeter wave spectrum delivers exponential speed advantages but sacrifices transmission distance, requiring a diverse mix of spectrum bands: high-band, short-distance, high-speed; mid-band, balance of capacity and coverage; and low-band, long-distance, wall-penetrating. Most importantly, 5G cellular architecture delivers 99.999% reliability, meaning systems would only be down about 5.26 minutes annually, critical for home medical monitoring and other essential services. This reliability, combined with the ability to connect 1 million devices per square kilometer, makes 5G the ideal foundation for the future home. The future home's success hinges on addressing critical privacy and security concerns as it collects unprecedented amounts of personal data. While 5G enables seamless connectivity and device proliferation, 73% of consumers see privacy issues as barriers to adoption. The paradox is clear. Users want hyper-personalized services but must surrender personal data, essentially trading privacy for convenience. This creates a privacy for convenience exchange, where consumers effectively pay with their usage data, an asset valuable to developers, advertisers, and data-driven businesses throughout the value chain. Today's connected homes already collect vast amounts of sensitive information. Digital assistants continuously listen, recording and storing conversations triggered by specific phrases. Connected thermostats track movements, lights monitor sleep patterns, vacuum cleaners map floor plans, and door locks record comings and goings. While companies have privacy policies, the onus typically falls on users to manually delete their data. Despite technological advances in security, breaches have increased by over 27% in recent years, with ransomware attacks doubling from 13% to 27%. This explains why 65% of millennials worry their data isn't properly handled and fear security incidents, data breaches, or unauthorized sales to third parties. The threats are substantial. Hackers could potentially access home layouts, disable security systems, and unlock doors. To address these concerns, the future home industry needs three key touchpoints. First, a cross-industry security certification framework similar to Wi-Fi certified could establish consistent security standards across ecosystem players. Second, continuous monitoring mechanisms with clear responsibility when products become threats are essential, potentially offered as security as a service. Third, building trust with younger generations who place strong initial trust in brands but quickly defect after data breaches or poor experiences is crucial for long-term success. Communication service providers see a significant advantages in addressing these challenges. Established consumer trust, strong data privacy records, and billing relationships that provide insights into household individuals. With 71% of survey respondents preferring CSPs as their connected home service provider, they can leverage 5G as a uniform connectivity tissue that consolidates multiple standards into one, significantly reducing security risks compared to today's vulnerable point-to-point connections. As the future home becomes the foundation for truly connected living, CSPs are uniquely positioned to orchestrate this complex ecosystem. The market for connected home services is projected to grow to $37.3 billion by 2023, presenting tremendous business opportunities. Today's fragmented home technology landscape, with 20, 30 disconnected providers for various services, creates consumer frustration and market inefficiency. CSPs hold distinct advantages that position them as ideal orchestrators for the future home ecosystem. They enjoy exceptionally high consumer trust ratings, ranking just behind banks in trustworthiness. Their strong data privacy standards and reliable record keeping give them credibility that other potential ecosystem players lack. They possess mature operational capabilities to deliver consistent, personalized customer experiences across multiple touchpoints. And as the exclusive providers of connectivity linking homes, people, devices, and vehicles, they control the foundational infrastructure that makes the future home possible. To enable and monetize connected living experiences, CSPs must reinvent their entire value chain across six critical areas. First, they must transform their front office beyond a simple customer service layer into a real-time, proactive interface that gives customers control while handling increased interaction frequencies. Second, they must evolve their back office from siloed, inflexible systems to become agile and responsive, working seamlessly with the front office. Third, they need to train and equip their workforce with combined expertise in infrastructure, telecommunications, software, design thinking, and user experience. Fourth, CSPs must shift from lengthy development cycles to launching services in days or weeks, adopting an agile, fail-fast startup mentality. Fifth, they need open, multi-vendor platforms that connect consumers and suppliers while delivering services at unprecedented scale. Finally, they must activate a pervasive connectivity layer with 5G as the binding force for the future home, building intelligent network operations, establishing programmable network platforms, unlocking network services for consumption by higher service layers, and creating on-demand home infrastructures that can absorb new services. Traditional CSP approaches to connected home services have yielded limited success despite significant investments in offerings like Xfinity Home, Magenta Smart Home, and AT&T Digital Life. While these services provide some value through energy management, security monitoring, and basic home automation, they operate in isolation, failing to deliver significant growth or profit. Most implementations have struggled to exceed 5% market penetration, with high customer acquisition costs and limited revenue streams. CSPs must transition from their traditional vertically integrated model to multi-sided platforms to avoid disruption. Historical attempts to build walled gardens with proprietary services created limited value and were eventually eclipsed by open platforms like Google Android, which now commands over 70% of the global mobile operating system market. With 5G bringing unprecedented low latency, sub 10 milliseconds, and high capacity, up to 20 gigabits, CSPs can leverage these capabilities to consolidate home services into a single wireless channel, but only if they embrace platform models that prioritize four key elements: relevance, scalability, experience, and trust. To create true economic value, CSPs must increase their relevance in users' daily digital routines by engaging with ecosystems rather than maintaining closed systems. This requires a dramatic shift from traditional business models across multiple dimensions, moving from ARPU-focused metrics to reach and engagement metrics, from bundling services to enabling ecosystems around tradable data, and from minimizing customer interaction to creating seamless omnichannel experiences that orchestrate the entire future home ecosystem. Success stories like Orange's smart home platform, which integrated over 100 partner brands and achieved 30% year-over-year growth, demonstrate the potential of this approach. Following Amazon's remarkable success with Alexa, over 100 million devices sold and 100,000-plus skills developed, CSPs must master the scalability challenge by attracting large developer communities. They should establish data control points through strategic assets like routers, set-top boxes, voice-enabled devices, and 5G networks, differentiating themselves through trust, safety, and security as managers of protected customer data. Deutsche Telekom's QUVICON platform exemplifies this approach, having successfully integrated over 300 compatible devices and services from multiple manufacturers. Unlike traditional bundled offerings where CSPs distributed limited value to partners, future home platforms must create compelling incentives for all participants to build their own business cases. CSPs need to attract device manufacturers, projected to produce 41.6 billion IoT devices by 2025, industry partners from healthcare to retail, the global developer community, 25 million strong, and specialized service providers. Success requires carefully transitioning to attractive platform models without abandoning profitable legacy businesses, while also creating international standards through initiatives like CHIP, Connected Home over IP, to achieve global scale. Leading CSPs like Vodafone have already begun this transformation, establishing innovation hubs and developer programs that have attracted thousands of partners and generated numerous successful use cases in smart home automation, healthcare monitoring, and energy management. For the future home to succeed, industries must overcome persistent data siloing that prevents seamless experiences. Without incentives for ecosystem participants to share data while respecting individual rights, the future home vision remains unattainable. The future home will evolve beyond today's smartphone-centered digital life management into a proactive system that unobtrusively steers users both at home and away. It must be user-centric, context-aware, and capable of making recommendations while managing services on users' behalf. Ideally, anticipating needs before they arise, it requires sufficient intelligence to understand user contexts, learn from human intentions, and predict behaviors. For this vision to become reality, the future home needs five essential properties: seamless connectivity to all devices and services through 5G, contextual understanding to interpret user intent, AI and machine learning to optimize routines and adapt recommendations, authority over identification and payments with robust security, and transparent control systems allowing users to set access rights and overrule automated decisions. Data siloing currently prevents this vision from becoming reality. With information trapped in isolated systems, platforms cannot access even basic devices like coffee machines, let alone coordinate complex scenarios involving multiple services. Previous attempts to break down data silos have fallen short, with initiatives like OpenHAB, AllJoin, and 1M2M struggling to gain critical mass or attract web developers. A successful future home platform requires a structured blueprint with several key components, including a central repository for metadata and semantic modeling, core features and services creating connectors to existing data sources, developer tools, and security systems handling trust, identity, and access rights. The core services data platform should operate like financial platforms for international payments, collectively organized and funded by users, offering universal access with guaranteed scalability. From a technological perspective, the core future home platform can be built from existing standard components, but some technologies will continuously evolve, including rules engines, AI algorithms, monetization solutions, and the core semantic data platform. CSPs should proactively create incentives for ecosystem partners and kickstart ventures around the future home, collaborating on a global data framework that attracts developers who can create interoperable devices and services. The future home represents far more than an evolution of today's connected homes. It's a sophisticated ecosystem offering high-quality daily services and massive business opportunities. By 2030, it will seamlessly integrate into daily life, with connected and automated household objects collaborating intelligently to assist residents throughout their day. The journey to this future requires breaking down the fragmentation that has hindered progress. Conflicting hardware and software standards, point-to-point architectures, incompatible protocols, and data siloing. 5G represents a quantum leap in connectivity that can override this fragmented landscape, enabling automatic device connection without complex setup and establishing interoperability across previously inconsistent devices and standards. CSPs face an inevitable paradigm shift. They must lead as platform orchestrators or be forced to follow as the future home emerges with or without them. By providing seamless 5G technology, removing interoperability hurdles, and becoming trusted consumer partners, they can unlock growth potential for all ecosystem participants. Those who transition to platform orchestrators will dramatically expand service monetization opportunities, benefit from network effects, profit from third-party apps and services, and manage vast quantities of valuable consumer data. The future home isn't just about technology, it's about reimagining what home means in a hyper-connected world. It's about creating spaces that adapt to our needs, anticipate our desires, and follow us wherever we go. It's about breaking down the barriers between physical and digital, between here and there, between now and then. And most importantly, it's about enhancing our most fundamental human connections rather than replacing them with cold, impersonal technology. The question isn't whether this transformation will happen, it's already underway. The question is who will lead it, who will shape it, and who will benefit from it. For those who understand the vision and seize the opportunity, the future home represents not just a technological revolution, but a reimagining of how we live, work, and connect in the 5G era.